This is Grammy-winning new artist Chapel Road, and you know the song by now. It's called Subway, referencing, of course, Saskatchewan. Hey, she has told us she wants to come to Regina. Mayor Chad Baczynski is joining me now in studio. Mayor, can you tell me, has it been confirmed? Have you spoken yourself personally to Chapel Rowan about her coming?
I haven't spoken to her personally, but we're obviously extremely excited that not only has she included Saskatchewan in her new song, but also that she's openly shown a great interest in coming to Regina. So I'm confident that we'll be trying to get in touch here to see if we
are you holding back on me right now? Do you know more?
Do you know more?
Because
I would never hold back on you, Greg.
I feel that she definitely is going to come to Regina. Let's face it. Like, she's adamant about it.
I mean, she said in the public she would.
And that Apple Music interview last week or 2 weeks ago, the guy said, so you're going to do an open-air concert. That's Mosaic Stadium. We know that. So what day of next year do you think that is?
As soon as I have information, Greg, I'll call you personally and let you know.
Do you think the city needs to do something to draw her even more? Like, do you think we need to do,
I think we
special
need to,
council meeting?
I think we need to do what we always do in Regina is be extremely welcoming and welcome her with open arms.
All right. Chad Baczynski, our mayor, is with us here this morning. And I saw you the other day at the sod turning for the new aquatic center. There are some questions here from some of our listeners. Just want to go over the numbers here. It now costs $313 million. The project originally $161 million. Then last month, City Council approved $285. There's a lot of jumping numbers there. But why now 313? Some people were going, what? I thought it was 285.
Yeah, it is. The difference is that we have the grant funding from the province and the federal government that came in. That would be, so that's the difference between the numbers. And so I think the debt finance is around with the geothermal as well. So the number is lower for the city's portion, and then the rest of it's made up by the provincial and the federal grant funding.
Okay. So there are just some people confused from hearing city council approval of 285 and then the 313. So
right.
There's no shady business there.
No promises, no shady business. It's all in proportion to what the city has to obligate for debt financing. And then we also get the grant funding to make up the gap.
All right. Construction update. Let's go downtown. Roads have been opened up a little more the last few weeks in downtown Regina. And for those who may have avoided downtown in quite some time because of all the construction, if they were to pop by now, what do you see in downtown Regina? What's it like now and what's going on?
Yeah, it's exciting because we're starting to see some of the work, some of the fruits of our labor, so to speak. So we're seeing, a lot of the surface work being done now. So a lot of paving, a lot of curbs being done. Big chunks of 11th Avenue are now open again. So you're able to get through north, south, and east and west. So I think the numbers were about 40% complete for our construction work. So we're very much in the wheelhouse of being on track.
Did you find that you ran into some really aging infrastructure? Did SAS Power have problems? Is that why it seems like to some that it took so long?
Not so much problems. This was a massive, like 11th Avenue, for example, was a 4-year project. Like, it was planned to be a very large undertaking. For us at the city, we had, pipes underground from the 1900s, like the early 1900s, 1913. And so, it was a lot of work, and there's a lot of things you find. I think we uncovered some railway ties from when the rail line was out there. So, anything underground, you never know exactly what you're going to find. So there's challenges that you face along the way. But overall, it was a huge undertaking, a lot of disruption, and I understand the frustration, but we are starting to see things open up and starting to see the results of all that work.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, I was showing some of the results of all the work on duty on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page. Closer to Broad, that section there is starting to really come together. Wider sidewalks, narrower streets too. That was kind of cool, and some new lighting and trees. But man, about midpoint there in front of Bushwhackers and towards Albert Street, it looks like we got a lot of work to do. So is this project on time? What's happening?
Yeah, it's going well. It's coming along well. There's a lot of work, but you can see how much work was done on the side closest to Broad Street there. And the crews are still going hard, getting it done. So, you know, if anything, there would be some of the landscaping that we might, you know, if we weren't going to finish up, it would be something to that effect. But the core paving and the sidewalks and that, we're still targeting to complete this year.
So October, November, or December?
let's go in the middle. I'll say November for now, and then I'll ask Curtis Doney to correct me later.
So there might be a few touch-ups in the spring, is
sure.
what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay, all right. Finally, I Love Regina Day is on Saturday. This is your big day. You're going to be flipping burgers. It's free. Tell me about this.
Oh, super excited to host I Love Regina Day this Saturday. Starting off with the run, I'll have my family there. We'll be running different distances. There's the 3 kilometer, 5 kilometer, 10 kilometer. So we'll start off with that. We'll have some greetings on the stage. We'll have music, bouncy castles. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great chance to get the community together, and it's all free.
If you could only pick one thing, what do you love about Regina?
I love the people. I love running into people that I know and sharing stories. And there's always a good story to share.
Well, anyone else who texts me what they love about Regina and shares their first and last name at 1-877-300-7275, get a chance to win Shake the Lake tickets after 8 o'clock. You, Mayor, I can't put in the draw. Though, okay?
That's okay. I'd rather somebody else win for sure.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, always appreciate you coming by. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
It's going to be a close practice today for the Riders, but yesterday, to push Brett Lawther, there was Campbell Fair they brought in. He's bounced around the CFL since being drafted by the Stamps back a couple of years ago. Patiently, he's been waiting. He had a few kicks yesterday. And joining me now, CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray to tell you all about it.
Yes, he did. Right at the start of practice, they kind of ran these situational drills where just 6 seconds left on the clock, run a quick play, and then put the field goal unit out there as time was expiring. And he was good on both of those kicks. He kicked one from 48 yards out, then the other one from 56. All of them looked good, and it felt like it was really to send a message kind of to Brett Lawther that, hey, we got this new guy in. He's ready to go. You kind of need to figure things out, right, because there's not too many things you can complain about this Riders season. Just the inconsistency in the kicking game has been one of them.
Well, were you able to see whether or not both Campbell and Brett were they mixing it up in conversation a little? Did they seem to be supportive of one another? And how did Brett do?
Yeah, very supportive. Brett Lawther went out there and high-fived Campbell Fair after he made the 56-yarder. And after practice, Brett Lawther said they can't preach family to the media and everything and then act differently behind the scenes. He's going to be the best teammate he can be, a mentor to Campbell Fair, because Brett knows he's not going to play in this league forever, and kind of you have to eventually help these other guys out. And Brett Lawther, he did some kicking yesterday, not as much. He did some kicking on day one, not as much yesterday. I thought Campbell Fair handled some things, but I still think Brett Lawther plays in this game. I don't think they're going to make that change quite yet, but definitely brought in some competition now.
Finally. All right. Well, it sounds like you don't want to say there's a kicker controversy yet, do you?
Not quite yet, but hey, if Brett Lawther struggles in Calgary, that's when things will get really interesting now that they have Campbell here.
CJME Rider reporter Britton Gray. Mario Elford back again yesterday. What's the status there?
Yeah, he did a little bit day one. Yesterday was a little bit more rehab stuff, kind of really working on the sidelines. If I had to guess based on yesterday, going to miss this week again. But he is ramping up. It looks like he might be ready to go for Labor Day. And, you know that's the game he's had circled. That's the game all these guys have circled, that Labor Day Classic against the Bombers. So if I had to guess right now based on what I saw, one more game out, but expect him back right away.
Close practice today. We won't see the official roster immediately, but any other speculation from what you saw on the field yesterday? Who was back or who was still injured?
Nothing really. No, this is a team that's, I guess, finding some consistency right now with their roster. I wouldn't expect any changes. Now, of course, that's not always a good thing. We want to start seeing Sam Amless. We want to start seeing Keen Schaefer Baker out there. But this week doesn't look like there's going to be too many changes, if any, again.
Okay, Britton Gray, I appreciate you always on the show, and thanks for the update.
No problem. Well, this is not for real. Afraid to feel. I just hit the floor. Don't ask for more. I'm wasting my
time. I'm wasting my time. You can't stop the feeling. There you go. Tomorrow night's headliner, Default with Dallas Smith. Go and take it. You'll hear that one, I'll bet. It's Shake the Lake. If you want to go for free, text me 1-877-300-7275. This is your last chance. I'm going to cut it off in a few minutes and make the grand prize draw on a couple for weekend passes. But what do you love about Regina so much? It's I Love Regina Day on Saturday, same day as Shake the Lake, so I thought I'd ask you that. Sheila telling us she loves Wascana Park. The walking paths are perfect. Loves the beautiful landscaping. Wayne, he texted earlier. He said he loves the park and he loves Mosaic Football Stadium and all the people, always friendly. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. Last chance. One of the stars is Shake the Lake. I just played him there. Dallas Smith returning tomorrow to close out night number one and joins me on the phone. Welcome back, Bill. It's nice to catch up.
Yeah, great to hear your voice.
You began with Default, carved out a hugely successful country music career, and now taking time to regroup with your brothers in Default for Shake the Lake. What's juggling that schedule like?
You know, it's I was raised on some classic rock and a lot of country music. Over the years, I started to mature and started to smarten up a little bit. I realized what great music is being made over in country music, and it was a lot of the guitar-driven stuff that really kind of got me fired up, like Keith Urban stuff and Dierks Bentley. So as the 2000s kind of hit the 2010 era, I just started making trips down to Nashville and started writing, and then we just, you know, we made a record. And here we are.
You're not leaving country. I know that. Given that you've announced this concert tour, you booked 51 dates, the Dallas Smith and Band Unplugged tour. You're going to hit up venues you don't normally stop in. It's a bit of a wake, right, to Trump and these threats of the 51st state, is it not?
It was close to that date, so I just figured, hey, let's just make it 51. I'm a very proud Canadian. We all know how fortunate we are to be born and live here and raise our kids here and families. And yeah, man, I'm just going to concentrate on playing shows in my hometown or my home country and going up to see new towns that I've never been to. And yeah, man, like I said, I'm a really proud Canadian. I'm going to stay up here and play some shows.
Given the political climate, you're proudly Canadian from BC. You don't want to offend your fans. How do you ride that these days?
Honestly, you speak the truth, how you feel, right? And I think, you know, there are so many Americans that are just, I got great friends down there, family. It is a great place. So you just got to remind yourself of that, right? And hopefully this is just a little blip on the radar.
How does your feeling on stage change, Dallas? Like, for instance, you're singing to the cheap seats, literally in this city, and on Friday night at Shake the Lake, the guitar riffs are louder, you're rocking Default songs. Do you feel personally different between the two on stage when you're rocking or when you're doing country?
It is different. I mean, the songs and performing for a crowd, there are a ton of similarities, but when I look to my left and right and behind me and the guys that are playing with me, whether it be my country band or the guys that were in Default with me, you know, it is just a lot of memories flowing back, and those guys in Default, they're like my brothers. I came out of high school with two of them. The four of us, we traveled the world together in our 20s, right? Like, it was a really, really great, exciting, fun time. A lot of laughs. You know, there's some tragedy in there as well, right? So I have a real strong connection to those guys, and they'll always be my brothers.
Well, and your fans have such a strong connection to the songs, too. And I know those songs, like, what do they mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, I've played Wasting My Time acoustically, different versions of it and stuff with the country stuff at the live shows. And what amazes me is the fact that there's like three or four generations of people that are singing that song back to me, which is, it just blows my mind. I usually make the joke on stage that whenever I see a kid singing Wasting My Time, I'm like, hey, your parents had great taste in music, you know? So it really is cool. And Wasting My Time represents, to me, just a bunch of young 20-year-olds having a song that just took off on different continents. And we went along for that ride just as, like, you know, very immature. Just it brings back a lot of memories of the fun and chaos and what that brought to our lives.
That's cool you shared that. Yeah, I was right there with you, reflecting back on that. Dallas Smith is my guest. I asked some of my listeners, I just threw it out there, if you have any questions for Dallas Smith, let me know. I'm going to be talking to Dallas Smith. So I'm going to share a few of those in a rapid round of questions in a second. But first, a question from Brandon. He's calling in. He and his wife are big fans of yours. So Brandon, go ahead, ask away. Dallas Smith.
Hey, Dallas. Just wanted to know what your favorite venue to play is and why, and if you've ever had to throw a fan out of your show and what were they doing that you had to throw them out for. Thanks, man.
Have you had that question before?
not the fan one, but the venue one, yes. Like the venue, and I think back to, I mean, the Commodore Ballroom in Vancouver is just one of my favorites. I love that one. But whenever we went overseas, we did a lot of military trips, mostly for Canadian military, but we did some for U.S. And I always think back to Kandahar Air Base. We were down over in Afghanistan. I think it was 2008. We're playing on a stage in the corner of the boardwalk. I got a Stanley Cup sitting beside me, a bunch of, you know, Lanny McDonald, a bunch of ex-Calgary Flames players. We're playing for the whole coalition forces, and we're watching drones take off, and we're watching jets take off, and just all the missions that were going on still while we're trying to bring some normalcy to these people's lives. And yeah, and then that's one I will never forget. For the fan ones, just recently I had to do the same thing, right? It was just, you just see people get a little too tipsy, a little too aggressive. The last one I saw was some poor guy got sucker punched from some drunk old man. So we had him unceremoniously escorted out, and I tried to embarrass him as much as possible.
Yeah, there you go, Brandon. You ask, got the answer from Dallas Smith. There you go, Dallas Smith from your country days. Fronting Default tomorrow night at Shake the Lake. More with Dallas Smith, and I am going to award those weekend Shake the Lake tickets for all of you who have told me what you love about Regina. I'll get to that here in a second. But Dallas, you're going to embark on a 51-city and town tour of Canada in the coming months. But for now, back with Default. Can't wait for tomorrow night. But ahead of that, let's get to know you a little more here. Whatever comes to mind when I ask, first music you ever remember hearing?
Wow. It would be me probably 4 or 5 years old. My parents having some house parties back in the late 70s, early 80s. A lot of Doobie Brothers. I remember there's certain songs when they come on at China Grove. When I hear that, I picture myself as a little kid looking out from the bed and through the crack of my door. So that's one of them.
First song you performed in front of an audience.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to go back to the first Default show that we ever did. Yeah, man. My first time on stage was at a place called China Beach here in Langley, where I grew up. And I think it probably would have been Seize the Day was the song.
Oh, that's awesome.
Record.
Your favorite singer?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. You know who I always go back to and I would think is just criminally underrated was Daniel Johns from Silverchair. Yeah, his voice is like a Ferrari. He's very, very good.
Well, then I got to ask you, because you're also country, your favorite country singer?
Wow. Huge memories of Brooks and Dunn.
Ronnie Dunn is my ultimate favorite singer.
He's killer, but also Katie Lang was played a lot in my house.
Greatest album of all time?
Ooh, definitely maybe Oasis.
The best record Dallas Smith ever made?
Ooh, man. I would go back to, I'm really proud of all the stuff and the success that happened off that Timeless record. I'd go back to that one if I was to listen to front and back.
That seemed like a game changer, too.
It did, yeah. Yeah. It really did. I got a lot of support in the U.S. through different platforms. And yeah, I still play every single that was off that record and even some of the ones that weren't. So I go with that one.
Do I dare ask what's the worst record? And that could be yours or anyone else's.
Well, just personally, I don't think it's really necessarily the songs. I just think it was just the trajectory that we went. But I think our second Default record, I think, just suffered because there's some good songs on there. But it just suffered because we were young kids getting caught up in all the partying, all the excess, when we really should have been dialing that back and focusing on working on our next project after the success.
Look at the seasoned veteran you've become now to reflect on yourself like that.
That's what happens when you get old, apparently.
Your favorite Saturday night party song?
I'm like a huge like 90s alternative grunge fan. That's tough. I would say probably have to be like a Soundgarden song, maybe Super Unknown.
And totally opposite song that makes Dallas Smith cry.
I've always had a soft spot for Rocket Man, Elton John. I have fond memories of one specific thing, just me driving with my mom back from my aunt's place and hearing that song, and she was talking about it. And yeah, I always think of my mom when I hear that song.
And this is the last question, also a bit morbid, but is there a song you want played at your funeral?
Man, if you give me a little bit more time, I'm sure I could think of a brilliant one. But I don't know, man.
Were you about to say here for a good time, Trooper, or what?
I was gonna say that, but hopefully I'm here for a long time as well. But Champagne Supernova, I think, is like one of my favorites.
Oh,
I don't know what that one played.
Awesome. Hey, Dallas Smith, my first ever interview with you, and I really enjoyed your time, and it's pretty cool you would do this for me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime, man.